from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go to hell. To a tongue of Iloa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Dolphins are in Tampa practicing as we speak. A joint practice. They join forces to practice. Tua out there slinging that pigskin. According to David Ferones, beautiful touch on a wheel route to Devon Achane.
Daddy loves you guys.
Better not be out there with no linebacker.
Man, what a time. Football.
No kerfuffles? No fights?
No kerfuffles that I see as afar.
All right. All right.
No kerfuffles. He was picked off at one point.
Good. I like picks in practice and in you know why? Because you got to know your limits. You got to know what you can and can't do.
It looks like Jalen Waddle. I don't know what if he's going to do team stuff, but he is dressed for practice, so that's good news. I don't see any tweets about him doing stuff. But
next Tuesday, right?
Next Tuesday's cut day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, dude, let me tell you. When you have a room full of people.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday practice, you have like five guys in your room. You know what you start thinking? Who gonna get all these reps?
They gotta load up that practice squad.
Oh my goodness! No, they can't do it yet.
Why not?
You don't do it right away.
You don't? I think you do.
No, you don't, because they gotta clear everybody that you cut. Got to clear waivers. Then you sign the practice squad.
So you gotta
like 2 days.
No reps.
You got like 2 days of you got to run a scout team, and it's like. Oh
so Storm God. Duck gets to walk up to Jalen Ramsey and he goes, "My vet day now."
You think he might make the regular roster.
He's been great. He had the quote of the he had maybe my favorite quote of camp. Storm Duck, I'm learning, you know, some things about Storm. And this is a man deep in thought, Storm Duck, because he was explaining how he's keeping himself calm with all the pressure that's going on for an undrafted rookie.
lot of time just reading books. I read a lot, and you know, it like you learn to, you know, appreciate what's around you. Just as you could see like a squirrel going up the tree, you walk right by it, not even see it. Just like little things around you keeps you in the moment. So that's what I really, really learned. And I mean, it's hard to put into words, as human nature, it's kind of hard not to think ahead for sure. But that's definitely helped me, you know, keep me, you know, where my feet are, you know, not putting pressure on myself, just having fun with everything.
Peaceful squirrel.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Someone with the last name Duck, in touch with nature, makes sense.
Exactly, dude.
Leroy, you can just read and see a squirrel.
Leroy, are you okay?
He's thinking about Ricky.
Are you bleeping kidding me? Like, this dude is getting ready to play NFL football, and he talk about noticing the little things like squirrels.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do when he go to South Beach? You got to say, I went to South Beach. There's squirrels all over the place. Squirrels everywhere. Dropping it like it's hot. I noticed all the squirrels. What the hell is he talking about? Hey, you know what? Here's what's funny. If you ask that question, and he started talking about a squirrel going up a tree. See, I couldn't be a reporter. Because I'd be like, huh, squirrel's going up
tell
a tree.
Tell me more, Storm.
No. First of all, I'm calling you Storm Duck. Right? Already I'm trying to hold it. Right? And then you say, you got to notice the little things. You know, like squirrels going up a tree.
I got some fat.
You walk by. I say, no, dude, because down here, that's an iguana.
I'll tell you what, though. They got some fat-ass squirrels at the Dolphins facility because they're getting all the concession leftovers. Squirrels look, munching on popcorn.
They can just go across the street.
Storm!
Right there.
Storm! Storm! Come on, we got coverage here. Cheetah! Look, guys, a woodland creature.
Oh my goodness.
We got Pedro Serrano as the cornerback for the right. Dolphins.
Right. Dude, come on.
He's like, got an owl on his arm. It's just flying. Wow. It's just beautiful.
Like, if you see, you just walk into the locker room with a bald eagle with the just like, guys, I just found him.
Like, take a lot of time just reading books. I read a lot, and you know, it like you learn to. No, appreciate what's around you. Just as you could see like a squirrel going up the tree, you walk right by and not even see it. Just like little things around you.
What? This is great.
Dude.
He's like, woke.
You know what? Here's when you know your team is on the same page. When all the players start sounding like Mike McDaniel. Right?
Yeah, in the pre-interview though, Mike's like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Deep.
Classic.
What would Socrates say to that?
Notice the little things, Mike. He would say, notice the little things.
You noticed a squirrel one time. You kept it as a pet.
I didn't. Listen.
It's true.
Yep.
Maybe it's a football thing. We didn't even know.
The squirrel was in the pool. I took him and put him in the box because I thought he was dead.
Wow.
Then he started breathing. Zombie now squirrel. I'm stuck with a squirrel in a box. And now, for some reason, I have a daughter that thinks, you know, she can build a zoo. And she said, can we keep him?
Got to notice the little things, dude.
I guess.
Got to.
It's also, you know? She's also the same person that if she gets in the pool, I have to go and check the pool for spiders.
Well, spiders are gross.
Listen, I got to tell you, spiders don't bother me.
Strange. Mm.
But some of the other stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Snakes, I'll fight everybody in South Florida before I play with a garden snake. Especially thanks to Tobin. Oh, that thing's poisonous. Like, I'm like, I call him because he's supposed to be like animal guy.
I got the app for that now, though. I got the app for that.
My animal guy, right? My animal guy, send him a picture. Tobin, what's this? Ooh, that's poisonous.
That's better safe than sorry.
Red touches yellow, you're a dead fellow or something like that. I don't know.
No, no, dude. He was like, he was kind of like, it was dark, but he was striped.
Yeah.
And then I did what all other men would do. Told my wife, I told you not to leave that thing on the ground. There's something going to crawl up in there. Go get it.
Tell you what else you don't want to leave that thing on the ground. In the bedroom.
Whoa.
You want that thing to rise up? Whoop.
If that's on the ground, I'm going to just be staring at it.
If you need a little something extra to impress that special someone, a little extra confidence, you try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So now you can chew it and do it. We got mint flavor. So the thing that's great about Blue Chew, look, this is a thing for you. You don't got to go to the doctor's office. You don't got to have any awkward conversations. You don't got to go to the pharmacy, wait in line. It's delivered right to your door in a discreet package. All right there for you. Super convenient. And I got a special deal for our listeners out there who are intrigued and just want to try Blue Chew. You can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
Use the... Thank you, Mike. Use that promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Go to BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew absolutely free. It's BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get into a training camp report brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. The best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. You ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Dolphins today. Technically, he's like the last training camp practice because
when they come back, they're free.
Yeah. Cut down day is after this preseason game on Friday, 7:30.
What'd they have? 2 weeks?
2 weeks before the season starts?
No, 2 weeks. Now, some camps you do from home. So did they stay at home and did they stay in a hotel during camp?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. We're going to have to ask Storm Duck.
Because I remember that as soon as you stayed at home, that's when camp was over.
I think this is I know this is the last camp that's open to the media. So this is the last one where like everybody can watch. And
so then they'll go specific. Now, usually the last game, they'll do some game planning, a little bit of game planning. I don't know how that is when you practice against a team. And then you have the final cuts. So when they get, I'm guessing on Tuesday, so they'll probably have, they'll practice month. No, how do they do it? They'll practice Monday, have Tuesday off.
To cut everybody.
Yeah. That would suck to have to practice and then, you know what I mean?
Dade Sass says they're all staying at the stadium hotel at the expressway. Something tells me they're not.
No way.
Something tells me they're not staying at former El Palacio.
Yes. Former Holiday Inn.
Right. I don't think that's the case, but Tyreek Hill, he is wearing a brace, and Mike McDaniel today asked about that situation and how it came to be.
Fill us in on everything you can about Tyreek Hill's apparent hand, wrist, thumb, something.
Yeah, I'm really good at thumb war. He lost.
Well, give him credit. It was a quick answer.
I tell you what, man. When I pull the old index rope-a-dope on a thumb war, man, my son gets mad.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Nothing will get my kid more furious than cheating at a thumb war.
I can't do thumb wars.
What? Not anymore? What about the new one?
I got a rod.
It's not. So no adjustability?
It doesn't move.
Seems like that's performance enhancing.
Think about this. I'm going to show you the thumb. Your
thumb's on Bluetooth.
Yep.
90% of your movement comes from here.
And okay.
Most people think it comes from here.
Oh, yeah.
So when you fuse this part of it, you still get most of the movement of your thumb.
Hmm.
But
not enough to participate. Like
if I go hit balls, hit golf balls, I can't hit on the mats because the bounce of the carpet.
That messes you up too much?
Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
Ooh.
But you can hit it off the rubber tee off the mat.
Yeah. I can do that. Because the ground gives a little bit more. So if I hit it, you know, but yeah. So that's, but no, I try not, just because it feels good. And guess what? I got to get the other one done.
No!
Yeah. I'll never forget the day that you said, hey, I think I'm going to do them both. I'm going to do them time.
Both, hey, dude.
Hell to the no.
Is the other one just, is Big Spoon bullying you into doing it? Does it hurt now again?
I just start, like, it's getting worse, and it's hard to, like, grab stuff, like, to use it. So I'm going to wait. I wait until the last possible minute because I know what I went through with the other one. Right? So, yeah. But, like, yeah, man. Like, think about it. But here's why I'm not going to even say it.
Why not?
Here's why I've been reluctant to get the other thumb done. That's my wiper.
Okay.
I've never gone left. Like,
it's a big concern,
dude. Hey. You want to talk about noticing squirrels going up trees? Think about things you take for granted.
Yeah.
Right?
2-1 filthy.
Most people I know are not ambidextrous wipers.
That's a big word for me, dog.
You're gonna need to install one of those temp bidets.
I was gonna say,
you can't
need a
wash it away.
You gotta try. You're just gonna trust. You're gonna trust your left hand.
I got no choice.
I think a combination of the two, left hand and a bidet, you should be good at home. On the road, it's not enough. But it's not
road games.
You don't have to worry about me on the road, brother. could you imagine if I had to go and I had to situate myself to go left, and all you could hear in the stall is just like me trying to brace myself.
Who's more nervous, Tua in 50-degree weather or Leroy Horde on a road toilet?
Me on the road toilet. Let me tell you something. Hey, Jesus, dude. You know, like, no. I don't even understand how people could go at stadiums. Like, I don't even, look, you want to put me on a diet, right? Take me to games. I'm very limited in what I would eat. You know what I'm saying?
T says you can get one of those grabber sticks like the fat people you shame, Leroy.
Hey, but here's the deal. All that can't fit in a bowl. Like, what are you doing?
Wow. All right.
I'm going to say call in Big Spoon for the bullpen. I think, check this out. Hey, everybody got their limits. And I know her well enough, right, that she'd give me the look and just walk out of the room. Like, she won't even respond.
We'll take a break. Mix Things Up coming up next.
Yeah. I got this feeling.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Wednesday to everybody out there. We got Rats Off a Ship coming up in just about an hour's time.
Tell you what I'm not Rats Off a Ship on.
Risotto? What we got there?
Custard.
What? Custard? Really? Like, Frozen custard or just custard custard?
Frozen custard. Come on, old people eat regular custard.
Yeah, well, I mean, at first though, that's what you said.
Right next to tapioca.
So you're talking tapioca. About like Menchie's right now, then?
Huh?
You're talking about like Menchie's kind of frozen custard kind of vibe?
Turtle cheesecake.
Oh, I gotta tell you, you have me intrigued.
Yeah.
It was 11:42 a.m. We were, is it custard time?
Wait.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you.
Okay.
If you get up at 5 o'clock.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And you have breakfast at 5:30.
Yeah.
Then what time is lunch? Do I have to wait till 12?
Well, custard's not really lunch.
I mean, if I fell asleep at 9 p.m. the previous day, super tired, I can't wake up at 9 a.m. and be like, it's been 12 hours, strip club should be open.
I can tell you I can tell you a pint of custard, you're going nappy poos at 3 p.m.
Oh, no, I'm just copping it off.
Nappy poo.
It only had like this much left.
As soon as school pickup comes back, you're going.
See, here's the cool thing. Rebecca doesn't get off school to like 4:15, 4:30.
No,
that's late.
Yeah, but she starts at 9:40.
Let's mix it up, dude. What do we got here today, Marcos? In the mixed bag. The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into Frog Boy's future.
Yes, indeed. I think we have done it, ladies and gentlemen. I think we have finally found the perfect collaboration in regards to advertising. I know this is something that Leroy is going to love.
Blue Chew and Tobin?
Almost as good as Blue Chew and Tobin, actually. This is now second place, now that you've reminded me of that. Leroy is on the hunt for these every year after Easter. And the WNBA was on the hunt for ways to make more money. Angel Reese has combined her forces with another powerhouse in Reese's.
Wow.
Yes.
That's good.
This is wow. It's a good collab. Angel Reese's. The brand has teamed up. They have now a limited collection of jerseys, outerwear, t-shirts, crop tops, all that stuff, hoodies.
That's perfect.
That's a good collab.
That's a good collab. You got, listen, she's the double-double queen. You got two cups in the package of Reese's. That's perfect.
That. My favorite part, you see the A as a halo. It's also a Reese's cup.
Love it.
That's pretty good.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
So that's like, what do you think she gets, though? Like, so like in the sponsorship, do you think they just send her all the Reese's, or do you think she gets like a gift card for free Reese's?
No.
They'll how does this work?
I'm going to tell you how it works. If you want some, you just call them and they'll send you some.
Wow, that's good.
I did one with, who do we do one with? McDonald's in Cleveland, and they gave us a card.
That's cool.
And you could just get it, there was no limit.
Wow.
Yeah, you just go, but I mean, I didn't really eat at McDonald's, so.
Imagine if you gave that to like Ocho Cinco, though.
Yeah. He
loves McDonald's.
We did, I did one. You ready for this? I did a big thing after I went to the Pro Bowl. And they paid me money, and they gave me a case of Louis XIII.
Ooh.
Six bottles.
Wow.
And I gave them all the way because I didn't drink that crap.
Was it after the 13 finals? I remember the viral video of Shane Battier getting sent pallets of Bud Light because he was talking about how much Bud Light he was going to drink to celebrate the season finally being over.
That's how they do it. That's how they
send him an insane amount of Bud Light.
So if you know, like, if you want something and you get a platform, give him a shout out.
Yeah. My favorite of all time was Andy Ruiz after knocking out Anthony Joshua got a huge deal with Snickers.
I mean, listen.
Perfect.
These Snickers is dumb. Snickers is dumb. Because Andrew Reese was going to eat that anyway. But I tell you what, for a big dude, he had the quickest feet. When you see his foot workouts, I'm like, wow.
Has he done anything since that fight, though? Like, I feel like I'm here.
Not really.
Is he the second coming of Buster Douglas?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit, to be honest with you. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, he lost his... Well, they fought to a draw. I thought that he lost the fight. But he had a couple of tough ones. He hasn't fought much.
Huh.
This was the Shane Battier getting sent all the Bud Light.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, it's
how much beer?
First of all, he's a highfalutin. Right? Shane Battier, a dookie, is a highfalutin. Right? Mm. There's no secret. He's considered smart and all this. Why are you drinking on Bud Light?
Maybe he's a simple man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what. My mother-in-law's brother, when they come time before they go on the cruise, they come down and they stay here for like 3 days, right? Here's what his orders are. In the little fridge in your kitchen, get a 48 pack of Bud Light. He said, He said, from the second I get there to the second I leave, I'll have a Bud Light in my hand, but I'll never be drunk.
Oh, it's like water.
And he's the only one that drank it. And when he left to go on the cruise, there was two left.
Amazing.
Right? He wasn't lying.
Like, then what? If it tastes like water, you're not doing it for the taste. It doesn't get you drunk. So what the hell
are we doing? I think a really cold Bud Light or...
Can I just tell you... I was at a golf tournament and they had coolers all over they had actually refrigerators filled with, and I guess Bud Light was a sponsor of the tournament I was playing in.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Bud Light Lime.
Duh. Right?
But wait, and I don't drink beer, but it was so hot. And I drank one of those Bud Light Limes and I'm like, it's so cold and refreshing. I drank like four or five of them.
They are refreshing. Those light beers are refreshing. Even like a Michelob Ultra or...
Do you feel a buzz at any point?
And guess what?
You need a lot of them.
And can I just say this? I must have been really thirsty because I tried that nonsense and it was... Now, I tell you what. That Raspberry Cider Boys...
Good, right?
Now, you only had the strawberry.
I know.
I brought you the strawberry. You got to get the 12 pack with the different flavors. And that raspberry and that pineapple, cuz we like flavor, right? You can't look, we not just going to drink Crown. We're going to drink Apple Crown. I'm just saying.
Not if you go to Urban Rye.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, somebody, I almost got into it at Herbs and Rye, my favorite restaurant. Right?
He was not having. They fired that guy, thankfully.
I had to. He said, "Wait." I said, "Hey, you got any Apple Crown? We don't have favorite whiskey here." I'm like, "Hey, man."
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
There is some controversy that has been brewing in regards to the 2028 Olympics.
Okay.
One of the new sports being added is flag football.
Oh, that's official?
I believe so. I could be wrong. Cool. I didn't do the research, but I did do the research on one of the best footballers within that league who has been talking that talk as of recent. 35-year-old righty QB Daryl Hausch. Doucette has been talking junk about the NFL players who think that they can make it in the league. He finds it disrespectful that NFL players think that they can just go for gold on their own. So much so, he thinks that he has a better chance of leading this team to victory than none other than Patrick Mahomes.
Of course, like, we're not hiding from the competition. I'm not hiding from the competition, and none of my teammates nor anybody else in the flag football world are hiding from the competition. I've played against current players. I've played against retired players. Whatever it takes, they put their pants on. They tie their shoes the same way I do mine. At the end of the day, we are all men. So we welcome competition. But I'm not necessarily speaking about myself being the quarterback or trying to compete against Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
He's from New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
No, where's he from?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll find out right now.
I don't know. So he is basically, let me just get this. So he's basically like Jimmer Fredette for flag football.
He's
like
from New Orleans. He's from New Orleans.
Yeah. I know. I know. I heard him talk. No. Just not what he was saying, but the accent.
Yeah.
So,
too much, man.
First of all, nobody chooses flag football as a life choice. It just happens.
Does he have any pro experience, Marcos?
No!
He does not.
You ain't never heard of him?
Never heard of him. Well, I don't know. So, XFL, anything?
Listen.
I don't see it as of right now.
You know how hard it is to tackle Tyreek Hill? How the hell are you going to grab a flag? So, yeah, you put your pants on just like Patrick Mahomes and just like Tyreek Hill. Okay? But theirs are more expensive. like, there's certain things in life where you just don't go there. Right? It's for the same reason why one of the Paul brothers won't fight a real boxer. Right? There's a difference. Ugh. There's a difference.
I just saw, dude, by the way.
There's none of these guys you see in the NFL. In fact, I'll take it one step further. I'll take and make a team of everybody who gets cut on Tuesday and beat them.
Probably.
And it won't even be close.
How much is flag football 5-on-5 like it is for the Tyreek Hill League? Like, is that,
that's fine.
Is that what it is?
Let's find out the official. I know they do 7-on-7 sometimes, but sometimes they have like a weird center who like kind of snaps but doesn't snap. It's let's find out what the.
Oh my God. I can't. Like, that was.
And I just.
That was my one diva dad moment last year for flag football.
Yeah.
Was because the guy thought that shotgun snaps were required of the flag football. I said, "Hey, you know they're seven and they can just go under center."
You should have said, "We got a grown ass man with the Dolphins. He has problems with it. What's the chance of a 7-year old getting it right every time?"
Just the drives kept dying. I'm like, and they won't let the parents on the field. So I just want to be like, he doesn't need to do that.
It's not.
We got him. A 7-year-old doing shotgun snap, and you yell at Eichenberg every week. The guy who's actually getting paid to shotgun snap.
And there's so many weird rules.
You know what? It's really weird how sometimes people just don't get it. They don't understand the difficulty of what they're trying to get people to do.
I know. Well, look, I have a lot of sympathy for it because, like, I haven't coached yet. My son really wants me to.
What?
He really wants me to coach. Coach Tobes may be a thing coming in January. He really wants me to. Tobes.
Bootleg Scoot Tobes. Boogie. Tobes.
Yeah.
Tobes.
No, Tobes will do great in Pee Wee football, dude.
What do you want me to say? My son wants. First of all, they'll let anybody coach. If I like, they're like, please. They ask you literally every game. They're like,
you can't do it. You'll be busy.
I know during football season I can't do it, but in the spring season,
dude, I know you well enough. You're gonna get frustrated. Don't. You're gonna piss Tommy off.
I don't think I will. Dade South says Pond Madden.
You know what you say? You know what you can say to Tommy? You wanted this.
I'm gonna text him. I'm gonna text him before the game. Don't blow this.
Oh my goodness. Hey, no, you can't. Oh my goodness. No. This is here. This is ridiculous. Okay? This is really ridiculous. Because now, and let me explain to you from my standpoint.
Yep.
When we talk about guys in shorts and helmets who don't have to get hit and how great a plays they making because there's no contact. Now I'm going to take those guys and put them on a field where they can't get hit?
Yeah, this, I mean, like.
You don't even need the good players.
If this guy took
Remember, on. Remember, Craycraft would score 30 times on them.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, Who do you have at quarterback? Just pick a quarterback. Pick your worst quarterback.
We could have Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson would chew them up.
Yeah, for sure.
Marcos, give us one more for the mixed bag.
Okay, I got one more. It's become kind of lowbrow, I'm not going to lie to you, but involving my segments, we like to call this baseball fights. I'm gonna bring you one more baseball fight from most recent Padres game.
Oh no!
This man has a very interesting technique. Check out White Tank Top here, who seems to be moving and grooving.
He's bobbing and weaving from three levels up.
Bobbing and weaving, doing his thing. You see, and he's pretending to eat the punches. Right? Problem is, not a lot of offense, as you can see. And eventually, you can have a good defense, as we saw with the Miami Dolphins for countless decades. But eventually,
oh goodness!
In the fourth quarter, the defense wears down, and the better offense seems to have a victory there. But he's
bloodied.
Oh, he is bloodied indeed.
He is bloodied up.
He is bloodied indeed.
Here's the thing. You know what? Can we just pause for a second?
Like, yeah.
Can you pause for a second?
He's like, baby, stop it. You get your ass kicked.
No. I got it, honey. I got it. She's got her Fernando Tatis Jr.
Wait, questions. Why all of a sudden did he think that he was a boxer?
Intangibles Muhammad Ali was trying the rope-a-dope and hoping the guy was gonna just tire himself out.
Nah, that didn't. And he had the height, like he had not the, like, he's not talking.
Yeah, he had the high ground.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand what it was. And then he's like, I ate that, come back. What is it? Does he think it's tough? I'm not sure exactly what the game is.
Maybe he's got brittle hands.
Ooh. But when he ate one of them fists and it was over.
Now you see all the people around him who are just putting their hand out, like, oh,
you know what they're doing? They're doing this. He asked for it.
They're doing what Tobin would have done as poor Gertrude was getting urinated on. It was like, hey, please, please stop. Please.
I just feel bad because the girlfriend's really embarrassed, and she's like, hey.
She let him fight for a little
really
bit,
bad.
Like, you know.
Because you want to know something? A guy who fights at a baseball game, not the first time he's done this.
Yeah, for sure.
He's done it at a bar. He's probably done it at a restaurant, you know. Because here,
if you're a fighter, you better make sure you got space to move. He's very limited. Once that guy figured out he can't back up no more because of the seats.
Well, I will say, once we see him start to throw some punches, I see why he wasn't throwing very many punches.
Yeah, that's fair. It's all defense, though. All
no, defense. Babe, I got this. I work out at LA Fitness.
I got this, babe.
Not good. Not
she
good.
Goes, you don't got it. Your face looks like ketchup.
Now all of a sudden, no, this is what I love. He was out there like he Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, he was bobbing and weaving.
Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of Floyd Mayweather, I don't know. Can I put a futures bet on a baby? Because what? Floyd Mayweather's grandson may be a top five.
Grandson?
Yeah, he's a grandson. Yeah. His grandson may be a top five pound-for-pound fighter on the planet already.
Okay, you know, I've heard this before, not only because of Floyd Mayweather, but also, if I'm not mistaken, his father is a famous rapper who is very aggressive as well, known for fighting as well. And I believe his daughter, I think if I'm not mistaken, I've seen her also in a couple scraps. So you're right, dude. I don't know if we can get value on this.
This kid's incredible. Like, because he's done the thing where they've shown the video of the kid shadowboxing. Like, he's already taught the kid how to shadowbox.
Yeah.
But yesterday he had him on the heavy bag, and this kid's hands are like lightning.
Ooh, I got to see this.
He's not even potty trained.
Damn.
Crazy. Take a break. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.